Pastor Varun and Pastor Don LaHopperset would like to welcome you to the following message from New Hope International Church, Seattle, Washington. Here is Pastor Lau's dynamic teaching that will change your life with love, hope, and peace in Jesus Christ.
My heart and really speak to me something. He said that his roof was broken, the roof in the home that I grew up. And a man came to repair the roof. And the man said that I am really in financial trouble. I did not have enough business. No one called me. I did not have enough work. So my dad asked this question to this man. He asked, have you ever given to your parents after you left the home? Have you given money to your parents to show gratitude or respect or honor to your parents? The man said, never. I'm poor. I never give money to my parents because I'm too poor. And this is a mentality of people. I'm too poor to give to my parents. I'm too poor to give to God. So my dad challenged him. Go back home and pray to God. He talked like a Christian. He talked to this Buddhist man. He said, go back home and pray to God that I promise you, God, that I will give money to my parents every single month to show honor to them. You know, in Asian country, when we move out, we give money to our parents monthly to show gratitude and to show love. And I don't know about you, but I send money to my dad every month to show love. And see that what going to happen to you. The man pray and promise God that he's going to give money to his dad every month to the parents, the mom and dad, who already owe. And you know what happened? 2 months later, he called my dad back and say, wow, you are right. Since then, since I promised God that I will give, my business went up like go up to the roof, that I have so many people call me and I have money come in, and now I can give money to my parents every single month. Give hand to the Lord. Amen. The Bible says that if you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. It's a hard issue that, because I feel that you need to hear this story. Sometimes we don't make a commitment or make a decision to do something. And that's why God cannot bless us. But if we are willing and obedient, we are willing to honor our parents, honor our God, honor the kingdom of God, and we promise God that we're going to give money or give our time to something, believe me, God will honor you back by giving you back, and he will really keep his word. He will let you eat the good of the land. After you give out, you will have more than enough to do the rest you need to. Amen? Try it. What my dad say. Go home and say, I pray to God. I'm going to give tithe to the church. I'm going to give money to my parents. I'm going to give money to the poor and see what happens. God will bring money to you so that you can give. Amen. Today we'd like to talk about moms. We'd like to talk about what kind of gift the mom can give to the children. How many people are moms here? And moms, you like to give to your children. You like to see your children prosper and successful. So today I would like to talk to the gift that mom can give to their children. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 7, for we walk by faith, not by sight. We walk by faith. Today I want to stir up all the moms in this room and who listen to this teaching to begin to rise up in your faith for your children. I have learned that everything we do in our life, since I have been in revival, in the fire of God, I began to understand more how to walk with God and how to walk by faith. And one day God revealed to me that everything that we do in life here on earth, everything, every single step that we walk and everything that we do it by faith. Even to love your enemies is about faith. That you have faith that your enemy is going to change because you obey the word of God to love your enemies. So everything is about faith. And if you have faith for your children, you're going to see big change in their life. Amen. In Proverbs chapter 31 verse 30, charm is deceitful and beauty is passing. But a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. God did not focus on the outward appearance, the charm, the beauty. All these things will go away one day. Will stop. Or it can be deceitful. You can look at the person and say, oh, she look so beautiful, but if she has a bad heart inside, you're going to be miserable if you marry her. Because that toxin, a toxic thing going to come out from her heart to you one day. So God said, don't look at the charm, don't look at the beauty, but the woman, God said, the woman that God will praise is the woman who fears the Lord. And I pray that all the ladies in this church will be people who fears the Lord, will obey the Lord and hate sin and love righteousness. A godly woman, what kind of woman is a godly woman that can really make impact and give the wonderful gifts to their children? The woman who fear the Lord and trust the Lord. Amen. We're going to look at one woman in the Bible. This woman is not a Jew. She is a Canaanite. Or certain versions say Syrophoenician woman. In Matthew chapter 15, 22 to 28, the Bible talk about this woman, and she is a mom. And behold, a woman of Canaan came from that region and cried out to him, meaning to Jesus, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, son of David. My daughter is severely demon-possessed. But he answered her not a word. It's interesting that Jesus did not answer. I believe he wanted to test her faith, her tenacity, her decision, her commitment to see her daughter get healed and get delivered. So he did not answer any word. And his disciple, even worse, not only Jesus ignored her, pretended to ignore her, the disciple came and urged him, saying, send her away, for she cries out after us. These disciples were religious, huh? They want to kick her out, no mercy at all. But he answered and said, I was not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then she came and worshipped him. So this woman come to, this mom came to Jesus and accepted Jesus as the son of the living God, as the Lord. Saying, Lord, she did not say rabbi. She did not say master or teacher. She called him Lord or Kyrios. Help me. But he answered and said, Jesus gave her a hard time again to test her faith. It is not good to take the children's bread. Children mean the children of Israel. Jesus was a Jew and he came to save the Jews first. So he said, it's not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs. He called her dogs. He called the Gentiles dogs. So this is quite annoying. I believe that if this happened to some of you, you may run away and say, I forget about this Jesus. He was so mean to me. He was not very nice to me. He called me dog. And she said, yes, Lord. Did she give up? No. Yet even the little dogs eat the crumbs which fall from the master's table. Then Jesus answered and said to her, O woman, great is your faith. Let it be to you as you desire. And look at the outcome. And her daughter was healed from that very hour. This story is a very powerful story for every single mom. This woman is a mother. Her daughter was in trouble. Her daughter was severely demon-possessed. I believe that physically she may have some kind of manifestation, maybe sick, maybe have some kind of illness or whatever, that we don't know the detail, but the daughter was really in bad shape to the point that this woman looking for help. Definitely medical doctor like me could not help this daughter, because this is spiritual problem. It's a demonic oppression, the demonic attack. It's a spiritual problem. You know, sometimes doctors try to help people, give medication, but the problem never go away. Why? Because the problem is spiritual. It's not physical. This lady, the first thing she did, she ran to God. She ran to Jesus. I want to encourage all the moms in this room. Whenever you face problem in your family, when you see that your children may kind of become naughty or didn't listen or maybe run away or start to get into problem, maybe drugs, maybe alcohol, maybe pornography. When you see the situation, don't lose heart and run to psychologists and run to a psychiatrist first. The first person you should run to, like this Canaanite woman, she ran to Jesus. The first person you should run to and seek help is God. God is ready to help you. And He is all-powerful. He is not only all-powerful, He is capable to deliver your children. He's capable to set them free. You run to God. You run to Jesus. Because Jesus not only is capable to do, to help you and to deliver your children, but He is loving. He loves you so much. Look at the Bible say in John 15 verse 13, the Bible say that greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. You need to understand that Jesus wants to be your friend. Our God wants to be our close friend. And He show love to us. I know that a lot of people love you. But the person that loved you the most is the Lord Jesus Christ. He cares for you. He loves you. And He wants the best for your life. And you can depend on Him. You can run to Him and you will never regret. You will never be disappointed because He loved you. He cared for you and He is able to help you. Moms in this room, whenever you face problem in your family, in your parenting, run to God and pray to God. You remember James chapter 5 say, if anyone among you suffering, pray to the Father. Amen. If you suffer in certain area of your life, you run to God and pray. And you will see the blessing. I and Pastor Da just have experienced lately. There is a game that come to our home, a game. And then when we look at the game, we did not like it. Because the game is about shooting, is about robbing. So I and Da told our kid that we should not have this game in our house. This is not a good game to be in here. We don't want you to learn this. So we decided to throw the game away. And definitely that make people upset in our house. And cry and upset. We did not react. We did not yell. We just sit down together in our bedroom and pray to God. Father, resolve this problem. You know what happened? The next day in the evening, our child walked to Da and said, you are right. I'm wrong. You're doing the right thing. So God worked in our child's heart. You see, when we pray to God, we did not try to use our loud voice to yell at our child. We just pray to God. But we have to do the right thing. We are willing to do the right thing. Everyone say, run to God. Pray to God. Trust God. It's about faith. And this woman is not only running to God, but she also have a spiritual tenacity. You notice that Jesus really gave her a hard time. Number one, Jesus ignored her, did not answer. Number two, Jesus even say that this blessing or the miracle is not for the Gentiles, is not for the dogs. He called her dogs. He called her household dogs. Can you imagine if a pastor do this to you? I think you leave the church and you go to another church. Sometimes God allows something like this to happen to test your faith. She passed the test. She stand firm on her faith. No matter what she heard, no matter what she saw, no matter what she felt. A lot of time we are walking by sight. We are walking by how we feel. Oh, I don't feel good. That guy didn't talk right to me. The pastor did not even pay attention to me. You began to look at all this situation. And you say, I'm going to give up. I'm not going to pray anymore. I'm not going to stand in faith anymore. This woman is a good example to us. That no matter what happened to her, no matter what she saw, no matter what she heard, she just stood on her faith and say, I'm going to get what I want for my kid. Mom, you need to be like that. You need to stand firm on your faith for your children. Whatever you see, you say, God, I believe you are greater than this situation. Even the situation go downhill and get worse, getting worse and worse and worse. You say, no, I'm not going to look at the situation. I'm going to walk by faith. I'm going to keep believing God for my children, for my sons and daughters. I'm going to keep standing in faith. I'm going to keep crying out to God in the name of Jesus to see what happened. Everyone say, tenacity. Don't give up. Amen. You need to stand firm until your answer come to pass. Keep holding on God. Keep praying. Keep believing. Keep standing in your faith. Keep plucking in. Keep pressing in. Amen. Not only that, she was praised by Jesus. You remember the Bible say, the woman who feared the Lord should be praised. This woman feared the Lord. She did not yell at Jesus. She did not argue with Jesus. She did not talk back about him. She did not walk away and say, oh, Jesus, he's so mean to me. She still worshiped him. She still knelt down and said, Lord, help me. Even though he was so mean to her, I believe God tested her. She was a woman of faith. Jesus really praised her. You are a woman of great faith. I pray that all the ladies in this room, God will call you that way. When God looked from heaven to your home, and God looked at Tracy Chi, God looked at Joanne, God looked at Joan, God looked at Alicia, and said, you are the woman of great faith. You're going to see the result. Something good going to happen in your home. Can you be that kind of woman? That you're going to stand on your faith? This is the best gift that you can give to your children. No matter what you see right now, have faith. The Bible say, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he exists, and that he is a rewarder. Everyone say rewarder. How many people want to receive rewards from God? Amen. How you do that? He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Amen. You can see that if you want to receive reward from God regarding your children, you need to seek God with all your heart diligently. You need to come to him by faith. It doesn't matter what circumstances are. You're going to stand by faith, and God going to reward you. God going to answer you. Pray that God, your children, going to become godly people. They're going to serve the Lord. One day, some of them may be evangelists. Some of them may start a church somewhere. Amen. God going to use your children to shape this generation. Believe God. Pray to God. Be a woman of faith. Seek God. How do you seek God? You seek God in the practical way, such as you go to church every Sunday. Become your habit. You go to church. You wake up on Sunday morning. Let's go to church. You read the Bible every day. You go to care group and join to the fellowship. You seek God by going to the fellowship group. It's amazing when people come together. Before I flew to Thailand last Thursday, I was at home and they have a lady care group. And I walk into the group just to sing song with them before I went to the airport. Oh, I walk into that room and they were singing with the CD they don't have a guitar person, so they have to turn on the CD. And I began to sing with the CD. And I felt the presence of God. I start to get drunk. And the person who stand close to me named Yao, she start to get drunk too. And she say, I need to walk away from you now. She walk away from me and sit down. And I say, no, God, I have to fly today. I cannot get drunk right now in the Holy Spirit. I feel the presence of God in the meeting, in that small care group there. When you come to the care group, to the meeting, you come and seek God together. You come to the prayer line that is seek God. God is like this woman. She ran to Jesus. Coming to the prayer line is the same thing. You ran to God and say, I need help. I humble myself. I need your help, Lord. Help me. Is that right? If you just sit on your chair, you say, God, I'm fine. I don't need your help. Coming to the prayer line, coming to the prayer meeting is seeking God. All this behavior, all this action show that you are diligent seeker. And the Bible say, God will reward diligent seekers. I notice in the Bible that if you want your faith to work, you need to do two things at the same time. You walk by love and you walk by faith. Love and faith work together. A lot of moms already love their children. But don't stop at love. Walk by faith as well. Both love and faith. The Bible says in Galatians chapter 5 verse 6, Galatians 5, 6, for in Christ Jesus neither circumcision nor uncircumcision avails anything, but faith working through love. If you want to see your faith work, you need to walk by love. And you want your love to work, you need to walk by faith. And it's interesting, when God inspired Paul to write the Bible regarding churches that he planted, Paul never complimented those churches that they have a nice building, they have a nice parking lot, they have nice carpet, big financial budget, nice air condition, or big program, multiple programs. It's interesting that Paul did not talk about the programs in the church. Paul did not talk about the carpet. In fact, I was standing there and worshiping God a while ago. I said, God, give us a nicer building. I just kind of talked to my dad in heaven. Bigger building or something. I just kind of talking. But the bottom line is not about nice building. Look at what the Bible say when God complimented a church. Ephesians, I'm going to read many scriptures here to show you how God looked at the church. God did not look at the expensive chair or expensive musical instrument or nice beautiful program or the size of the church. How God looked at the church. Ephesians 1:15. Therefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints. Colossians 1:4. Since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of your love for all the saints. 1 Thessalonians 1:3. Remembering without ceasing your work of faith, labor of love. 1 Thessalonians 3:6. But now that Timothy has come to us from you and brought us good news of your faith and love. 2 Thessalonians 1:3. We are bound to thank God always for you, mean for the church in Thessalonica. Brethren, as it is fitting because of your faith grows exceedingly and the love of every one of you all abounds toward each other. Philemon chapter 1 verse 5, hearing of your love and faith which you have toward the Lord Jesus and toward all the saints. What kind of character, what kind of condition that God is really praising a church? Big budget, handsome pastor, a great preacher, high anointing, big programs, big size building, expensive musical instruments and sound system that we're going to have it anyway. We believe God going to give us good sound equipment. What God is praising the church is about your spirit that God say, wow, this church, I'm so proud of them. They are people of faith and they are people of love. Love for God and love for one another and for the lost world out there. Amen. I told people in Thailand in this trip, I say that Christianity is so simple. If you can do these two things, you have arrived. But we have not arrived yet. If you can walk fully by faith and you walk by love. If everywhere you go, the love of God just flow out of you. And everywhere you go, you just have faith. A people of like a giant faith, great faith, that you believe that nothing God cannot do. He can do anything. Amen. And I want to encourage all the moms. Why don't you become people of love and people of faith? Have faith in God. Amen. If you have faith, you will dare to pay tithe. And if you love God, you will dare to pay tithe. Because you love God more than money. If you have faith, you will be willing to say, this evening I'm going to go to care group because I know that God is going to take care of me and I don't need to worry. Because of faith. Is that right? If you have love, you love to go to care group. Why? Because when you go to care group, you can show love to one another. It's a blessing to be able to meet one another and show love to one another. Everything that you do come out from faith and love. Amen. You see something wrong happen in the church, you will not complain. Or you see something wrong in your children, you will not complain. But you're going to stand firm and pray to God in the name of Jesus. I believe this problem is going to be resolved. I trust you, Lord. And you know, when you start to pray in love and in faith, God's going to move his hand. He's going to reward you. He's going to do something miraculously. He's going to perform miracles. Something going to happen in your family and in your life. Christian life is so simple. Faith and love. And that's what I want to see in this church. That people are full of faith and love. Amen. I want to close this teaching by giving you a testimony of a woman in New York. She is a Christian woman. And her son ran away, got into the gang selling drugs. And she went to her church, went up to the microphone and she said, I'm going to claim by faith this scripture for my son who ran away from my home. Proverbs chapter 11 verse 21. But the seed of the righteous shall be delivered. Is that your prayer? That the seed, mean your children, your offspring, shall be delivered from calamity, from demonic power, from sickness, from disease, from trouble. The seed of the righteous shall be delivered. So she feared God. She kept praying for her son. And one day, she got a telephone call from her son late at night. And her son called and said, Mom, I'm going to come home now. I'm going to come back home. And she said, what happened to you? He said that I was sitting in my apartment and the head of the gangster of the mafia came into my room and pulled a gun out and want to shoot me. When he want to pull the trigger, his finger got stuck, could not move at all. He could not move his finger. He walked away. And before he walked out, the head of the mafia, the gangster, say, I believe this is because of your mom. The man repented. God saved his life because otherwise he would have died. He came back home. He went to Bible school, became a preacher. And one day he was preaching in his mom's church. This is a true story. Nothing is too hard for God when a mom prays. Amen. The seed of the righteous shall be delivered. Moms have big impact on children. I would like to read 2 Timothy 1:5. When I call to remembrance the genuine faith that is in you, mean in Timothy, which dwell first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded is in you also. My dear brother and sister, your faith can impact your children. Amen. Timothy became who he was because of the grandma and the mom. Some of you may be single right now and you're going to get married one day. You have your own children. Why don't you make decision from today on? God, I promise you, I make up my mind, I make my decision today that I'm going to be a woman who fears the Lord. I'm going to be the woman who hates sin, trust God, believe in God, and have faith in God and walk in love. I'm going to be that woman, like that woman, the Canaanite woman. I'm going to have great faith. Build me up, Lord. Fill me with the Holy Spirit. I'm going to keep hearing your word until my faith is so strong for my children. Amen. Can you do that? That is the best gift for your children.
We trust this message has ministered to you. If you would like more information about New Hope International Church or other teaching series, please contact us at 206-275-1042 or visit our website online at www.newhopeinternationalchurch.org. You may also write to us at the following address: New Hope International Church, 9170 Southeast 64th Street, Mercer Island, Washington, 98040. Thank you very much.